Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands in Lifestyle Clothing Line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Simone McKenna, and I am just about flying solo today. Aida has been held up on a work call, so we haven't been able to connect. However, we have replaced her today with, Danielle Nicole LaRose. Is that how I say it?
That is correct, yes.
Danielle's newly married, so we've had a change up of last name, and I love it. I love it so much. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I know, it feels so weird. Like, you know, I still haven't gotten used, when people ask me like what my name is, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel so wrong for just letting the Hogle part of me like go away, but it's gone and here I am.
I kept mine. Not intentionally. So this has got nothing to do with that episode, but we'll go from here. It does somewhat. So when I got married over here, and so my visa was already in my maiden name, my passport was in my maiden name, everything was in my maiden name. And it was just such an ordeal to then have my green card that was already coming in my maiden name to change everything, my birth certificate, whatever. So I thought once I got my 10-year green card, that's when I would change it. That seemed like it would be doable. But here we are almost 7 years later and I'm still a McKenna. So maybe I'll just be a McKenna for life. I haven't quite decided yet.
It works. It's not, you know, it's not a big deal. And honestly, the whole transferring, I can't even imagine what it'd be like for you. But for me, I'm like so petrified flying somewhere right now. I bring literally all of my IDs, my marriage certificate, because I have so many things in different, I haven't transferred everything over yet. So I feel like I'm illegal, essentially.
I know. It's a whole thing. Well, I'm so pumped to have you on the show. I know we've connected in so many different ways over the years, and you have kind of spread your wings into a similar space. So backtrack. I know Danielle through the health and fitness field. I remember going to an event in my early days here living in Columbus, and I didn't know anybody in this room. And all of a sudden, this brunette girl came down, flipping her hair, dancing around, having all of us get up, hype girl, like moving our bodies. And it was the best thing ever. And I needed more of it. Little do I know that we share so many mutual friends and we've stayed connected through the years. And I love it because I've been able to see all these different versions of you, and it just feels like every single time you like grow and expand and you just continue to get better and better and better and do more and more for more people. So it's so cool to see. So without going any further, so I'm not giving away too much, would you mind introducing yourself for our audience?
Sure. So again, Danielle LaRose, I need to practice. And so I am a body confidence wellness strategist on a mission. Essentially, I'm just on a mission to live in a world where no little girl or woman ever looks in the mirror and dislikes who she sees. So whatever I can do and to make that more of a reality is kind of just where I'm letting my life and business and everything just kind of take me, because that's the purpose behind everything. So obviously, I work with a lot of women. We're talking body confidence and body image and wellness and all the things. But really, because I want women to love their bodies, but really more importantly, I want us to stop thinking about our bodies. Like, that's my real goal, is that we stop thinking about our bodies so much. So we literally step into our power and step into all the things that are way more important than how we look. And so that's really the mission. And then I created the Pretty Powerful Girl program, which is for girls, because I just hear it all the time that women saying, I wish I would have learned this sooner. I wish I would have known this earlier, right? Like personal development and self-care and health and fitness and just all the things that we start learning when we're older, that it would have been nice to just know a little bit about when we were younger to get in that right mindset. So I started this program for girls where that's exactly what we do. We talk mindfulness and self-care and health and fitness and, you know, just in a fun, in a fun way. So that way, my goal is that one day I don't have a job. That girl, you know, they grow up and they're like, oh my God, like, I know how to take care of myself. I know how to love myself. I don't need help with that. Like, that's the ultimate mission. So that's what I'm here for.
Oh, Lord. That is, when you first said it, I thought I had to like swallow because I was like, oh, that is such a big job. That is such, that feels like it's heavy right now to wear, like that we've got a lot of work to do in this space. So power to you for, you know, seeing what needs to be done and dedicating your life to that. I feel like, especially when I first heard that you were moving in this direction, I felt like, oh, you're like the perfect big sister role, right? Because sometimes young girls or girls in general growing up, even if they have a pretty powerful mom, right? Sometimes they don't want to hear it from them. They don't, yeah. Their mom is the like least right person in the whole world at some point in your life. Yes. So to hear it from like an outside influence who's also working closely with their mom or is also working closely with their sisters, it just brings on a whole new, it's like advice rather than discipline, you know?
Yeah.
So when you mentioned earlier, you want, the main mission is for us to talk about our bodies less. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, but how difficult is that when we have so much work to do right now in talking about in bashing old rules and social forms, and how hard is that then?
I mean, it's basically almost impossible, but yeah. So, you know, we have this movement now almost of love your body, right? We jump on social media, we're everywhere. We see the cellulite now, we see the wrinkles, we see the rolls, and women are being very vulnerable and sharing those quote unquote flaws. And I say quote unquote because who decided they were flaws, right? Like, we just as a society, we're told that those things are wrong, but like in and of themselves, they're not wrong. So, yeah. And we say this like perfectly imperfect. Who decided what imperfection is and who decided what perfection is, right? So, but we have women that are doing this, and I think there's benefit to it. I'm not saying there's not, because I used to be one of those people. I used to post my cellulite, you know, because that's a big story of mine. Since I was in sixth grade, I started wearing jeans, pants all the time. I wouldn't wear shorts. Even if I was in like freaking Orlando and Disney World, it's 100 degrees. I'm wearing pants because I was so insecure of my legs, because somewhere I got the message that cellulite was wrong and bad. So I have done this as well, right? Post my cellulite. Hey, I'm just like you. We all have it. It's okay. So the mission behind that is so good and it's so pure. What a lot of, because I'm a sociology nerd, I have my degrees in sociology. So that's kind of where my brain comes from, is how is society affecting our personal choices and how we try to, you know, fit into this world. And so for me, I started reading a lot of the sociological research. And what we find is that actually the more we talk about our bodies, whether it's good or bad, we are literally just staying, these are my own words, we're literally just trapped. We're trapped in our minds thinking about our bodies. And if we're thinking about our bodies, which the research shows women on average spend about 12.5 hours a week thinking about their bodies, thinking about how to change them, right? And how many times have we said, I need more time in my life? Well,
yeah,
you could give it back.
Oh, right? Lord. Yeah, you know what? The reason why I whistle is, this morning I was adding up how many hours a week I'm working right now, you know, while juggling toddlers and all the rest of it. And it worked out to be 15 hours. And so when you say that, I'm like, oh my Lord, that's my entirety of running a business, is what some women, majority is what you say, like the average amount, are spending thinking of their bodies. Oh, okay, yeah, go on. So sorry.
No, please stop talking. All the time. I'm here for all the conversation. So we're spending about 12.5 hours thinking about our bodies, how to change them, how to fix them, all the things. Again, to kind of piggyback off of that, the average woman in her lifetime spends about $250,000 trying to change her body, trying to, you know, fix her body, change it, all the things. So we're spending lots of time and lots of money trying to change our bodies. And hey, if that's what you want to do, I'm all, my mission is to help you understand where your thoughts come from. So that way you can make choices that are right for you. So right. This isn't to say, right? Like, no, you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't have that surgery, or you shouldn't wear that makeup, or you shouldn't, homegirl, you yes. Like, we live in this world. So you do you.
Yes.
But when we can become aware of that time, right? The 12.5 hours, what could I be doing for 12.5 hours a week? Or let's cut it in half. If I could get back 6 hours a week, what could I be doing? Would I write the book? Would I, you know, start the business? Would I apply for the new job? Would I spend more time with my kids intentionally? Would I become a content creator? Like, what would I do with that extra time that would actually make me feel really good and help me step into my power? Like, that's where I want us to go. So with the research showing that, you know, when we're doing this, my real goal isn't to be quote unquote body positive. I don't want you, you don't have to love your body. You don't have to love mm-hmm. it. I want you to think about it less. So we can, so the ways that we can do that, right, is we can simplify food and fitness. We can become more aware of where these thoughts come from. So we can start to just truly live. And I always work with my clients on the three P's, right? Our passion, purpose, and priorities. Because if we're focused on our passion, purpose, and priorities, I've never asked a woman, what are your top three priorities in your life? And one of them ever be have the perfect body? Not one.
Right.
So if our priorities, if actually if we write down our priorities and one of them isn't to have the perfect body, then why are we spending so much time doing that? And so we get to go back and say, okay, if this is my priorities, then how am I spending my time? How am I spending my money to make sure that I'm living up to those priorities? I don't know if I actually answered your question, but
no, I love that. You did. That's awesome. I've got two thoughts on this. One is, have you seen the Barbie movie?
Yeah, I have.
Thoughts?
Oh, I have so many. I literally just recorded a podcast about the seven lessons we can learn.
Good. Okay. I'm going to make sure that we like reshare that on our stories then when that launches, because I don't know, you brought up cellulite and I thought that was a huge, you know, joke, but also like, whoa, eye-opening moment in the movie. Yeah, so many things I loved, so many things I didn't love, but that's a whole nother episode for another time. which makes me think, have you ever been shunned, for lack of a better word, because I can't think of what word I want to use. Like, have you ever had like a young woman or a girl come to you and you're trying to work with them through, whether it be their priorities, passions, whatever, and them kind of say, well, you don't get it because you're a beautiful woman. You've got things together. You're educated. You've got a beautiful life. Has that ever felt like it's been a setback for you?
I love this question. What a hard, good question, Simone.
Sorry, I just was thinking as I was looking at you.
So unscripted. So I will say I don't remember ever anyone saying that to me personally. Perhaps maybe they might choose not to work with me if they look at me and don't feel like they could relate. But I have gotten comments on social media of, you know, it must be nice or that must be easy for you. And, you know, that is where,
Don't you just want to send them the link to sign up? You're like, oh, you need me. Here you go. Here's a discount. Right.
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, and that is the educational piece, right? That I get to do more of is if we live in a world where the average woman spends 12.5 hours and $250,000, I'm part of the average, right? And I am not, I got called big knees when I was younger. I have cellulite. I have been quote unquote overweight. Mm-hmm. And I say quote unquote, because I don't like to talk about weight necessarily, but
no,
you know, I was at that point, you know, where I was just really unhealthy. I used to eat McDonald's twice a day, almost every single day, twice a day. I used to drink 6 Mountain Dews a day. So that's where I try to really show that, like, that's me. That's like the real me. So I actually can relate to you if you hate vegetables or you are right at a certain size. But at the end of the day, like, if you don't want to work with me, because we don't connect, then I really, really, really hope you go find someone that you connect with, that you can learn. Because that mindset, you know, I was actually, I host a mother-daughter retreat. And one of the girls was sharing, you know, that life is hard. She's a teenager. Life is just hard. Friendships and school, and she feels lots of pressure. And she is a beautiful, beautiful human inside and out. And not the girls, but the women actually were sharing, but you're so pretty. But you're so pretty. How can life be hard for you because you're pretty? And what we have to remember is that having a hard, tough, challenging life and situation has nothing to do with the way that you look. And we are so ingrained. We, from the, you know, 5-year-olds are thinking about dieting. I mean, from the time that we're little, we are told that the most important thing about us is how we look. And the reality is that when we really, truly believe that, we are doing a disservice to everyone, because then that becomes our attention. That becomes our focus. And then we start, obviously, we have the whole mean girl thing where we like to say that girls are mean when in reality, they're not. They were, you know, there's no difference of them. There's mean humans. But we have this whole mentality and it just pulls us apart. And the question I like to ask myself, and I have my clients ask themselves a lot, is who does this benefit? If I'm having this thought about my body, or I'm having this thought about someone else, or I'm having this thought, like, who does this benefit? Does it benefit me to get upset with myself because of my cellulite? Does it benefit me to call someone a mean girl? Does it benefit me to say, oh, must be nice for you or easy for you? The only, it, that does not, going to the Barbie movie, right? We see inequality and power structures, right? Like, that doesn't help us elevate as women at all. So I guess there's a lot of that envy among women, just because, again, we've been told that life must be easy once you are a certain size, once you are smaller, once you are have muscles, once you do this, life is, I mean, maybe I'm just talking from personal experience, but from my experience, I hear women all the time, right? Like, when I reach this, that's when I'll be confident. That's when I'll wear the outfit. That's when I'll be happy. That's when I'll wear the bikini. That's when I'll do this. And homegirl, it ain't never going to happen for you. Like, if that's what you're waiting for, it's not, that's not it. I've been there, right? I got the 4 pounds, almost 6. I lost the weight. I did the things. My confidence didn't change. Nothing dramatically changed for me until I decided to go on a new journey of, okay, let's figure out how we can actually love and appreciate our bodies at the same time that we want to make it healthier. And that's when you step into your confidence. That's when life starts to get real good and you can truly live and step into your power and focus on your priorities, because now you understand that it's has nothing to do with the way that you look. And we got to take that mindset out of it.
Yeah, I really love all of this. Like, I'm reflecting so much on this. I think when you, so I often say to myself, or think to myself, when you look good, you feel good, right? So for me, I think about more of my outfits. So I think about, like, when I'm wearing something that in my mind looks good, then I feel good and I show up differently. But what makes me bring this up, because it's not to contradict what you're saying, it's to agree, because I recently, well, I would say a couple of months ago, worked with a stylist. And so I invested money in her. She's wonderful, by the way, Erin. She owns More Than Style. She's here local in Columbus. See her. She's fabulous. Anyway, so I invested all this money. She went out shopping for me. She knew my measurements. She knew what I wanted. She filled my entire wardrobe for summer and fall. And it was the best thing I've done to this day. But there was a significant moment when I just loved everything in my wardrobe and I put it on and I still didn't feel good, because I didn't feel good. I looked good. Well, to the outside eye, I looked good, but in my mind, I didn't look good. I didn't feel good. So I didn't show up as my most confident self, right? Now, obviously, we go through ebbs and flows. We're not always going to feel 100%, 100% of the time. But that really came to mind because I think about the particular night, and it was a night where I was around a lot of new people. So it was a networking event, and I was actually a plus one to another friend who's a content creator, which was really cool, because then it was a different people from my usual fitness food friends. And I just remember thinking, like, I am hardly even talking to anybody. Like, I'm hardly talking. I'm not starting any conversation because I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel good. And now, just everything you've just said, I thought, God, that was one night of my entire year that I didn't feel great. Could I imagine feeling like that for the entire year or my entire life or from when I'm 6 years old. It's just so much that's on how I looked, but just how I looked in my own perception. Because who knows? The rest of these people probably thought I looked $1 million. Do you know what I mean? Like, who's to know? Yeah. Who's to care, really? But in my mind, it like affected my night. And so now I'm thinking, I'm like, gosh, I'm really reflecting, like, how many women am I meeting every single day that are feeling that? So are not showing up in their loudest and proudest way. And that's who I want to know, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see the Danielles dancing down the aisle, making everyone get up on their feet, even when they don't want to, standing on chairs and whatever else. I mean, that's what we want, right? Because when those women, when we're showing up as our best selves, that's when we make magic. That's when stuff starts happening for us.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And that's like the ultimate, that's the ultimate goal, is to feel good and feel in that space. Because you mentioned how many women, it says about 70 to 85%, which I know is kind of a large range, but 70 to 85% of women choose not to do life activities because of their body image. And so, you know, it's cute on social media. We're like, wear the bikini, which, by the way, don't wear the freaking bikini. If you don't, if you're not in the mindset to like feel confident wearing a bikini, don't feel pressure to wear a bikini. Like, do you, yeah. If someone told me like, just wear the shorts, I'd be like, I want to punch you in your face. Like, don't, tell me, right? Like, don't tell me just to wear shorts, because to me, this is like an overwhelming thing. And to other people, they're like, well, that's dumb. I wear shorts. It's not a big deal. Just wear shorts. But we all have those different experiences. Mm. And so we're on this whole mindset of like, love your body, show your cellulite, do all of this. But 70 to 85% of women just aren't doing life. They don't want to go to the grocery store. They don't want to go outside of their house. They don't want to go to the kids' football game. They don't want to go and just do things, not start the business, not stand on stage, not wear shorts, not wear a bikini. It's not about that. It's literally doing life, because they're so stuck in this mindset that how they look is the most important thing about them. Mm. And it's not their fault. So that's the thing, is, you know, it is literally not our faults when we don't love our bodies. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure to love your body. You know, I've had clients come to me and they're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I know I'm supposed to love my body. Why can't I? Right. And so we kind of went from opposites. Like, in our society, we went from, you need to look super small, you need to be perfect, you need to have all this. And now with social media, we have this body positivity movement where people are now like, no, be yourself. And, you know, and so it's great. But now we're kind of on the opposite end of, now we're like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? I can't love my body like they love their body. What's wrong with me? And so it's not about loving your body. It's literally just about, you know, taking loving action towards your body until you can get to that point. You don't have to love your body, but you can start, you know, small habits, and you can start, you know, showing gratitude and appreciation for your body until you can get to that point. And if you never get to the point of loving your body, shoot, if you just think about it a little bit less, I'm cool. Like, we're good. Like, yeah. that's the goal.
Yeah. Oh, I love this so much. So who would you say is your ideal client? You mentioned you do mother and daughter retreats, that you work with pretty powerful women, pretty powerful girls. What would you say would be your, if you had to describe your avatar, who would it be?
Oh, Simone, this is so hard, because I mean, honestly, just any woman, because we all deal with that.
Yeah.
The ones that really tug at my heart the most are moms of girls, just because there's a ripple effect. Mm. And so if we can stop the ripple effect, then we will have the next generation of girls that, again, will hopefully step more into their power, think about their bodies less, and see, and, you know, I keep saying all of this, but, you know, you and I have similar backgrounds, right? As a nutrition coach, personal trainer, like, I want you to make those things simple and them to be part of your life, not your whole life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we can just help girls see food as fuel and see fitness as fun and, you know, and just make it part of our lives, then they're going to grow up understanding and learning how to take care of their body in a way where it's not like, oh, we have to lose weight, oh, we have to be smaller. No, girlfriend, we literally are working out to help our hearts work better, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're literally eating this food to make our bellies, like, you know, our bodies are the most magical machines. So we're literally eating this food, so it processes right. And it gives us energy. And, you know, calorie is literally a unit of energy. Like, this is why we eat these foods. This is why we work out. I just got on a tangent, but You know, I just
I love that.
If we can have that mindset. And so if I can, going back to your question, if I can instill that mindset in a mom to where when they sit down for dinner at night, she's not saying, oh, I shouldn't eat this. Oh, I got to work this off tomorrow. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, my pants don't fit. If we can stop that, and a girl never understands, like, that's language that some of us have used for a long time, and she never says that, think about the ripple effect of that. Now, when she's out with her friends and they start talking about that, she's like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, shut up, like, eat your food. Like, food is fuel and this, right? Like, so it's that mindset. So I love working with any woman, because whether you're 21 or you're 91, we still have the same issues. I've had that experience with plenty of older women that still won't wear tank tops, won't wear shorts, won't, because of their bodies. And so I'll work with anyone, but I really have, like, it tugs at my heart for moms of girls and then entrepreneurs as well, because if I can get you out of thinking about your body, I truly believe, again, because this is my thing, I truly believe that the number one thing holding all women back is their body image. And if you can get rid of that and step away from that, you're going to step more into what you want to do. So I would love to see women making millions, stepping into CEO, being president, all the things. And so I think it starts, I know that it starts there. So,
And for our listeners, because obviously we have a predominantly female listeners, how can they get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
I mean, you know, I'm all over any social media, Danielle. I think I'm still Danielle Nicole LaRose. You guys can share any links or whatever,
yes, but will, for sure.
So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I hang out everywhere. Website is prettypowerfulgirl.com. And so that has all of the information. And then I have, if anyone is interested, I'd love to gift my 5-day hype dance girl challenge. It's just 5 days of fun, random little dances that you can do with some motivation from me, a calendar, my hype girl playlist. So I can share that with you too. And then I have an ebook, The Confident Woman's Roadmap. So that's an ebook, plus I do the audio and all of that. So that's there too.
Wow. Yes. Okay. I'm going to make sure I get links for all this. So those of you listening, check out the show notes. They're all going to be in there for you. Jump onto those resources, get in touch with Danielle, because she's fun to talk to, regardless if you choose to work with her or not. Definitely get to know her, because you are the ultimate hype girl. You really are. Thank you so much for your time today. I have loved chatting with you. Danielle, don't let me forget as well, if you can send me through your podcast, we'd love to plug that as well, because we can, once it's launched, are we still getting... All right. I think I'm stopping on her end, but I know that the recording will get me because it's recorded from my computer, but I will get Danielle's podcast, add it to the show notes. Until next time, friends, we will see you then. Bye.
Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms. While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.